And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives remained leaderless on Friday, despite more votes and some apparent progress by the Kevin McCarthy supporters to gain enough support to give him a win. After making some concessions that would limit the power of the Speaker of the House, McCarthy picked up support from 14 hard or right-wing hardliners, but it still wasn't enough to end the deepest congressional deadlock in more than a century and a half. Voter and Chicago resident Ali Barry spoke to Reuters. She had this to say.
It sounds like it isn't organized at all. So whatever choice they're going to make at this point is going to be laughable, even if they do choose one or if they decide on anything. It just sounds like a joke. So, yeah.
Republicans' weaker than expected performance in the November midterm elections left them with a narrow 222-212 majority in the House and gives outsized power to the right-wing hardliners who oppose McCarthy's leadership. They've railed against McCarthy, accusing him of being soft and too open to compromise with President Joe Biden and his Democrats, who also control the U.S. Senate. An uneasy calm in Kyiv was broken on Friday by air raid sirens that also blared across the rest of Ukraine, despite a Russian ceasefire declaration for Orthodox Christmas. Ukraine did not declare a ceasefire, saying Russia's declaration was a ploy. No explosions were heard in the capital, however, and residents used the slim window of calm to venture out and buy gifts, cakes, and groceries for Christmas Eve family celebrations. The Russia-declared truce was to continue through midnight Saturday, Moscow time. Russia's defense ministry alleged that Ukrainian forces continued to shell its positions and said its forces returned fire to suppress the attacks. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. jobs market ended last year with another solid gain, providing more evidence of a healthy economy, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Employers added 223,000 jobs in December, the smallest monthly increase in 2 years. Still, it's a decent gain and a sign the Federal Reserve may have to keep boosting interest rates to slow growth and cool inflation. That's led many economists to predict a recession in this year's second half. The Fed has forecast its sharp rate hikes will cause the unemployment rate to hit 4.6% by year's end. Right now, it's 3.5%, matching a 53-year low. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Violence erupted in a Mexican cartel stronghold Thursday as the military captured a son of the former crime boss known as El Chapo. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
El personal militar al realizar...
Mexico's defense secretary, Luis Sandoval, confirmed that Ovidio El Raton Guzman, a son of drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was arrested in a pre-dawn operation yesterday outside the western city of Culiacan. Alleged Sinaloa cartel members responded by carjacking residents, setting vehicles on fire, and attacking a military base where authorities flew Guzman out en route to Mexico City. Witness David Tellez said he skirted several abandoned vehicles on the way to the city's airport with his family. He posted footage of military vehicles and aircraft and fellow Aeromexico passengers crouching in their seats after gunfire rang out. The commercial jet eventually returned to the airport and the airline confirmed it had been struck by bullets. Similar violence prompted Mexico's president to release Guzman in 2019. President Biden is scheduled to visit Mexico for bilateral talks on January 9th. I'm Jennifer King.
Next week, we'll see Washington-based strategy talks between the U.S. and Japan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Foreign and defense ministers will discuss security the day before Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida lands in the U.S. capital next week. Kishida meets with President Joe Biden on January 13 for a summit wrapping up his tour of Group of Seven Nations as Tokyo expands its military and deepens its alliance with America. The Japan officials will meet their American counterparts, Lloyd Austin and Antony Blinken, for talks on Wednesday. They're expected to focus on their new national security strategies and concerns, including China, North Korea, and Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden marked the second anniversary of the January 6th insurrection of the U.S. Capitol building with a ceremony Friday at the White House. He gave medals to 12 individuals involved in trying to keep the peace during that violent incident. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.